Welcome back to the Bruins pregame show. We're here with head coach Bruce Cassidy. Butch, as you get set to take on the Philadelphia Flyers here this afternoon, great opportunity, unique opportunity. I ran into you yesterday morning at the arena, at the rink. A lot's happened since then. Just your general impressions of the whole events yesterday and as you lead up to your game here today.
Well, I think you're always going to deal with a bit of the unknown. I thought the both teams, the Avalanche and the Knights, handled it really well. A good game last night. We watched it. I understand the ice conditions were excellent. Donnie was able to get in right by the rink. So, you know, it ended up being a real entertaining game. The lights worked out well. You lose a bit of the scenery, obviously, when you're playing at that hour that you would see during the day. But, I mean, they're still capturing the essence of outdoor hockey. So I thought it came off great in the end. Hopefully we get the same sort of circumstances. I understand it's going to be sunny today. Could affect the game early on for us as well. But we need to be ready to go. Knowing that we're going to play it, it's just a matter of, will it start on time? And that's been changed a few times. So I think our guys are fine with it.
You guys are coming off a couple of losses here, Bruce. That's something that hasn't happened yet this year. What message to the team? What do you guys need to improve on to get ready for today?
Well, I think offensively, just getting inside, getting some second chances, a little more of a shot mentality. We went through some stuff the other day about turning down opportunities to shoot, trying to make the extra pass. And, you know, it's difficult when you have creative players to, you know, sort of take away some of the things they do well. But by the same token, guys have good sticks in this league, and we got to be respectful of that and try to score some goals, rebound opportunities, second chances, the old-fashioned way. I think defensively, we got circling a little bit, started in New York where we weren't stopping and starting. So we're pretty good at correcting that as a group. I think we've always gotten back to our roots fairly quickly. So we're just trying to build that offensive part of our game, and we'll continue to harp on that. Some of that is chemistry with lines changing. You know, obviously, you know, with some injuries, guys in and out of the lineup, it's tough to always have the same line mates, but focus on your own game, your own self. If everyone's playing the same way, then it shouldn't matter who your line mates are, at least not for the near future. Just get playing and scoring some goals.
Well, some new faces in your lineup, and you mentioned the line. So Jack Stadnicka comes in and playing center, it looks like. Bjork and DeBrusk on his wings. How do you plan on kind of using that line? Do you plan on insulating that line at all, or do you plan on using him just regularly?
Well, I think the other lines, it's fair to say, have had more experience in the D zone and sort of playing against top-end players. So, you know, we'll keep that in mind. I think we've always said, Beersy, that if Bergeron got hurt or Krejci, that's the opportunity for Jack to get in and into the middle of the ice and see what he can do. Or Coyle, I guess, for that matter. But and Krejci is out. So, you know, we went back and forth. McKeg's been here. He's been working hard. It's unfortunate, you know, like another guy gets to go in his spot. But that's a little bit was the plan originally. So we've moved Jack to the wing. He's played both in Providence. Obviously, I don't think it's going to be a huge switch for him to go to the wing into the middle. He's played the middle his whole life. It's more difficult the other way, I think, for him particularly because he's had experience in the middle. So will we shelter them? It depends how they're playing. I mean, I think in these outdoor games, the guys that have legs and with the puck bouncing and just playing in straight lines can be more effective. A little young at heart, channeling their inner, you know, their little boy in them and get going and playing. So, I mean, it's a bit of a wild card that way. I thought Bjork was really good the other night. So if he can carry that over on playing left wing and attacking, then we might have something. But we'll see. I mean, we went through it a few years ago with a younger third line to mixed results, and we'll see how these guys do tonight.
And then on defense with Vaakanainen making his season debut, I know he's played a couple of games here, but, you know, a young guy that not a lot of experience. What's your message to him?
Well, he's just got to do what he does best, and that's defend, have a good stick, protect the middle of the ice, and hopefully builds in a good first pass and some offensive instincts. So I thought in camp he was very good. I said that you know, Lozon, Zboril, and Vaak, there wasn't a whole lot to pick from. We just had better options with the other two in terms of not having to expose anybody to waivers. So you're always going to factor in how do you protect your assets. Now, Vaak had been clearly head and tails above those guys. Of course, we would have put him in, but we thought they were all equally solid. We weren't nervous about putting him in the lineup when the situation dictated. And right now, I think getting everyone on their strong sides will help. I think we've had Cliffy on his left side, and he's done an admirable job, but it's obviously easy to play your own side. So that's a little bit of the thinking as well. And again, he's going to go in with Brandon Carlo, who's been in the league now and a shutdown guy for a while. I think Vaak, that will be his strength once he solidifies himself in the league. So it should be a good partnership for him.
Lastly, the Flyers, your opponent here today. I know you've beaten them four times, but there's been some very close games. There's only been one blowout, right? I think couple of games have gone to overtime. So what do you see from them? You guys are both missing some key players in your lineup. What do you see from them, and how do you try to attack them?
Well, you know, they're giving up shots this year a little more than in the past, which leads me to believe that they're not clearing rebounds or they're giving you access to the blue line. So we've got to make sure that we manage the puck between the blues. I think they're also a very good line rush team when they're on. They counter punch you with their D jumping in, especially Provorov. Gostisbehere, you know, can get up the ice as well. Gustafsson's a good shooter. So they've been good against us when we have not been structured away from the puck on the original turnover in the O-zone. They come at us with numbers. That's when they've got their best looks. Now, obviously, Giroux out, Voracek out, they connect me. Those are, you know, guys that do that very well. So, but I imagine that won't change their philosophy. So I expect to get another close game. Their goaltending's always solid. We've just got to find a way to get those extra goals around the front of the net. That's what happened last time up there, if you remember. Marshy got a greasy one around the front of the net, got us going, and, you know, off we went from there. So let's hope that's the same formula tonight for us, has been able to get inside and force their D to defend us in front of the net.
Bruce, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck here today.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Flyers are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.